from NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today's attack against Iraqis who cooperate with the United States made use of a startling tactic. Dozens of gunmen mounted a military assault on a government building. They stormed a police compound in the city of Fallujah using mortars and grenades. And when the shooting stopped, more than 20 people were dead, mostly Iraqi policemen. We'll start our coverage tonight with NPR's Deborah Amos, who's in Baghdad. And Deborah, what have you been able to learn?
Steve, it was a very bold attack today, and it shows the growing confidence of the anti-American forces, especially in Fallujah. We talked to a local policeman who survived the attack, and he said that the attackers came just at the moment that there was a shift change with the police. So there was chaos as they surrounded the building and then stormed in, going office to office, throwing in grenades. They blew open the cells in the station and released prisoners. He also told us that three of the insurgents who were killed today carried Lebanese passports, but among the dead was also an Iraqi. He told us that there were two wounded in the local hospital. And if that proves to be true, then there may be some information on who these people were.
And the Lebanese passports may be significant because there's a question about whether these were foreigners.
That's exactly right. You know, there has been lots of talk that much of the attacks have been coming from foreign fighters, although there was an Iraqi with them today. One of the dead was an Iraqi. To watch that police station to know when the shift change was coming would take some time. There is little doubt that local people were involved. These aren't just foreign fighters. And so I think we can assume that some of them were from Fallujah. This is the heartland of the insurgency.
Well, here's another question. This is one of several attacks against government buildings, police stations, and so forth around Iraq in the past week. More than 100 Iraqis have been killed. Is there any sign that these attacks are coordinated?
I think it's very hard to know, but what we do know is the insurgents have been rather clever about using terrorism as theater. And what I mean is almost every attack has a message. Last week it was against a police station and a group of men standing up to get jobs in the new Iraqi army. These men are seen by the insurgents as cooperating with the United States. So this is two suicide attacks to say don't do that. Although the next day there were more Iraqis who were signing up, people here do need jobs. But it has put a chill in anybody who works for Americans, whether they be in the military, journalists, contractors, anybody who is from the West.
Deborah, all these attacks come, I know, just a little more than 4 months before a U.S. deadline to hand over sovereignty to Iraqis. We're about to talk about those plans a little bit more, and I know you've been covering the United Nations envoy who suggested that it might be hard to hold elections by that June 30th deadline. What are Iraqis telling you about that situation?
Well, they aren't telling as much as they're asking. What happened in the last couple of days with the United Nations essentially ruling out an election before the handover is now what? Even members of the governing council were saying to us, well, what do you think is going to happen now? Who's going to be the government that the United States will hand over that power to? Almost all of the plans are now thrown up in the air. There has to be new negotiations for how to choose that government, who it will be, whether it will be the governing council, which was picked by the Americans, or whether a plan for caucuses that the United States wanted to pick a legislature, whether that's still on the table. It seems that it's not. And if it is not, then we really don't know. And Iraqis certainly were asking these questions today, who will be the government on July 1st.
Okay, that's NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad. Deborah, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.